This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The biggest health care provider in Western North Carolina and the largest insurer in the state have reached a deal over reimbursement rates. The new contract between Mission Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina takes effect next week. Back in October, the contract between the two expired, and that resulted in Western North Carolinians having to pay steep out-of-network costs if they wanted to get care at their local Mission Hospital. Matt Bush is news director at Blue Ridge Public Radio, and he's been following the story. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Tell us more about this decision now. What do we know about this agreement that takes effect next week? Do we know much about it?
We don't really know anything about it. The details are confidential, as we've been told by Mission Health, so they are not releasing any of the details about the agreement they reached with Blue Cross Blue Shield, other than it goes into effect next Friday. And what we know previously from when this dispute started back over the summer, the Mission was upset with the reimbursements it was receiving from Blue Cross and said they weren't high enough, and that because of that, they may have to increase healthcare costs.
All right. And for that reason, Blue Cross and Mission failed to come to an agreement on those reimbursement rates. They
Yes.
had a contract. It expired in October. So what did that mean for people in Western North Carolina? What's been happening these past 2 months?
So if you were insured by North Carolina's largest insurer, and the estimates were in the hundreds of thousands of people in Western North Carolina are, you could not go for non-emergency care at Mission Health facilities, and Mission is the largest healthcare provider in Western North Carolina, without having to pay more out-of-pocket expenses, or you would have to switch your doctor to a doctor that did accept Blue Cross Blue Shield. That was a giant hassle for a lot of people, and it led to some people maybe putting off non-emergency health care that they, simpler things that they just didn't, because they didn't want to pay more, expecting maybe a deal to happen. Or in some cases, as the Smoky Mountain News reported, there were some hospitals to the west of Asheville and Buncombe County that saw an increase in patients that first month.
All right. And so
up to 20%.
And so and let's maybe shine a little brighter light on the nature of the disagreement and talk a little bit about how things work. These reimbursement rates, what are they? Mm-hmm. Why are they negotiated between hospitals and insurance
right.
companies? What are we talking about here?
So this is when healthcare is provided, and then it goes, the insurer pays some of it. Everybody knows this, the copay and all that sort of stuff. The reimbursements, Mission said it was getting from Blue Cross for the care it provides to its patients or to the patients that come in, was not high enough. Healthcare costs go up a lot. And much like anything and anything that is a commodity or that's for sale, healthcare costs go up a lot. So Mission was saying to Blue Cross, what you are paying us isn't enough to keep healthcare costs down, because there are some particular instances in rural healthcare systems like what Mission has that do create higher costs than in larger urban areas. Blue Cross's response was, there are 40 other hospital systems, more than 40 other hospital systems in North Carolina, and every single one of them had signed service agreements or service contracts with Blue Cross, leaving Mission the only one in the state of North Carolina that hadn't. And again, Blue Cross is largest insurer. In addition to that, they have the state contracts. Anyone who's a state employee or a government employee, including teachers, gets Blue Cross insurance. They're also the only insurer that offers care throughout much of the state, including Western North Carolina, on the Affordable Care Act healthcare exchange.
So this, by the way, shines a light on the way our health system works through private pay. You have these two giants who are negotiating everything, and we, the patients, are just sitting on the sidelines waiting for those two to sort it out, I guess.
Pretty much. And when the deal comes out, we don't know much of the details because it's confidential. Whether people start paying more or what effect that's going to have, we aren't really going to know until next Friday when the Blue Cross patients are back in network. And then maybe we'll see what happened there. But as for right now, we really don't know.
What was Mission saying to Blue Cross's charge that everybody else is accepting our deal? What's wrong with you? What did Mission say in reply?
Again, talking a bit about their setup and that, again, they're a rural healthcare system that they have some particular costs that are more that fluctuate more due to the fact that they are a rural system. 77%, I believe they say, of their, so it's about 3/4 of their patients either pay with Medicare, Medicaid, or they don't pay, or they don't have insurance. So they get very low reimbursements for that. So for the patients that do have insurance, they want to get the rate, they wanted a higher rate of reimbursement from the insurance companies for the people who are covered.
Is this going to be just a one-off, or will this set a precedent for how healthcare giants might battle over cost in the future?
We're going to find that out because, again, without any details, one, of the actual agreement, we don't know. And two, you know, now they're getting along, but there were 2 months there where they weren't. Well, 2 months where they officially weren't getting along. It actually went back further than that. But as far as precedent, Mission has during this time also, you know, signed service agreements with some other insurers, and it's also starting its own insurance plan. So we'll see in the future if this sets any kind of precedent. It'll be something to watch because, again, healthcare is such a, you know, it's a very difficult topic to talk about, but it's a very important one and it's a very personal one. So we'll find out more as this goes on.
We won't know until next week exactly how much the people are going to be paying and what effect that had. What about the public relations fallout from all of this? What are people saying? do they pick a villain in this? Is it a pox on both of your houses? I'm sure people are inconvenienced.
Right. There was a bit of a pox on both your houses. You know, insurers aren't really the most popular people. I think anybody would agree with that. But also, you know, Mission had done some things prior to this that it has upset some people in this region too. So I think it was more on both houses of, you know, there was millions of dollars being spent on a public relations battle, and people really just wanted to go to their doctor and not be hassled by it. And I don't think anybody really likes seeing that.
All right. Matt Bush, news director with Blue Ridge Public Radio. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you.